The Secretary of Defense and the commander of the Iraq War today gave their official assessment of the war effort and current conditions in Iraq. Donald Rumsfeld and Army General Tommy Franks told a Senate committee that attacks against U.S. forces are increasing. But they insisted the United States will stay in Iraq as long as it takes to stabilize the country. Senators from both parties urged the Pentagon leadership to be honest about what that commitment could mean. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
Today's Senate Armed Services Committee hearing came against the backdrop of continued attacks against American troops in Iraq, and members of Congress are clearly worried. General Tommy Franks, responding to Republican Wayne Allard of Colorado, said he still doesn't think the attacks are organized, though Franks seemed more tentative on that point today than he's been in the past.
I recognize the same thing you recognize, which is that we see increased violence, sir, but I'm not ready yet to tell you that I see evidence that these violent acts are being coordinated. I might tell you that next week, Senator, but I do not yet see evidence of it.
Several senators visited Iraq last month. Republican Susan Collins of Maine, echoing the observations of others in her delegation, told Rumsfeld and Franks that she heard soldiers complaining about not knowing how long they'd have to stay in Iraq.
To a person, I found that our troops' morale was very high, despite the harsh conditions under which they're serving and despite the dangers to which they are exposed. But I also found a weariness among our troops. And over, I heard, I'm proud of our mission. I helped free the Iraqi people. But when do I get to go home?
Pentagon leaders until now have been loath to predict how many U.S. troops will be needed in Iraq for how long. General Tommy Franks, who just this week relinquished his command, today gave the clearest answer yet. The current U.S. force of 145,000 will need to be maintained for the foreseeable future, Franks said. Rumsfeld then said he wanted to amend Franks' declaration, saying that if enough non-U.S. troops could be found for Iraq duty, fewer Americans would be needed. But Republican John McCain of Arizona cautioned Rumsfeld that Americans are uneasy with this uncertainty about the U.S. role in Iraq.
So what you need to do, in my view, is give not just this committee, but the American people who hold you in the highest regard and esteem and have the greatest confidence in the President of the United States and his leadership in this conflict, the concrete plan as much as you can. In other words, how much is it going to cost, roughly, and how long we expect to be there, even if it's a pessimistic scenario?
For his part, Rumsfeld called for patience. This is tough stuff, he said. And then he revealed that the challenge in Iraq could be getting even more complicated.
There are reports, recent reports, of Iranians moving some of their border posts along about a 25-kilometer stretch, several kilometers inside of Iraq. Obviously not being respectful of Iraq's sovereignty. Certainly that is behavior that's not acceptable, and they should be staying on their own side of the border.
Senator McCain said Rumsfeld's announcement was disturbing, and he said the United States may have to contemplate taking new steps against Iran. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.